forward to fulfill it. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Help me to deliver this word the way you wanted it to be delivered. Lord, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My message today is the greatest gift of Christmas. There's no other gift greater than what Christ has done for us. Amen. If you got your Bible, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. This is the story of Christmas. This is the reason why we have Christmas. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us make man. This is God talking. After God created everything, after he created the universe and said it is good, and then he created man and says it is very good. And then he made a statement and then a declaration, and he said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. This is God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, the Trinity, talking, having a discussion amongst themselves, like a board meeting. They said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Image meaning the image of God. You and I carry the image of God. And in his likeness, which is God's character. And let them have dominion over the earth. God's talking. He has now made a declaration that man is to have dominion over the earth. God literally took himself out of the situation and said, man, have dominion over planet earth because I've created it for you. I want you to have it. I want you to subdue it. I want you to multiply, replenish. And God always makes statements like this, and then he backs it up. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, Bible says, holy, holy, holy. God, the Lord God is holy. In other words, faithful, faithful, faithful. God is faithful. So whatever God speaks, it becomes law. To himself first, and then to the people. Are you with me? When God makes a declaration, everything in the Bible, when God talks and he speaks, it becomes law first unto himself, and then it becomes law to you and I and to the human race. And so God, when he spoke, he had integrity. See, God doesn't have holiness. God, his holiness. He's got the stuff. He is holiness. He doesn't have it. He is holiness. He does not have integrity. He is integrity. And so when he speaks, everything that becomes law to him first is so important for him. That's why he's God. That's why we serve him. There's no other God like him. And he makes a declaration like that. And Isaiah says, holy, 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 the Lord God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says, let God be true and every man a liar. God is always true. God will never tell you something and then go about doing something different. Whatever he says, it's law to himself first, and everything he says is the truth. We are the ones that are living that sort of lifestyle where we do tell lies and stuff like that. Amen? Because we were born into the sinful world. Jen, there's a bit of a ringing on this thing. Sorry. So when God spoke, I'm setting the platform here for the story of Christmas. Amen? God says, let them have dominion over the earth. When God told men to have dominion, he took himself out of the picture. Because no longer God is physically present on planet earth when he spoke the word. Because God is spirit. We worship him in truth and in spirit. And so a spirit doesn't inherit planet earth. He created it for us human beings. Humans with the spirit and flesh. We are the rightful legal owners of planet earth. We are the ones that are legally can operate and function legally on planet earth. No other spirit. There is no other spirit. If a spirit doesn't have a body, it doesn't belong to planet earth. That's why God said you can deal with the spirits because they don't have power or authority over you. You were given the authority when God created the planet earth and when he created the garden, he says, let them have dominion. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That is why church, God, I'm telling you, God is a good God. God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the same God we worship today, is a good God. Why? Because God doesn't take responsibilities for your actions or for your choices in life. Amen? Everything that you do is up to you. God doesn't take responsibilities for that. That's why he put himself out of the picture. So whatever plans and ideas that you have, God doesn't get involved in it. He will guide your path. The word says that he will guide your path. He will lead you. But he will never jump in to take over from what you're supposed to be doing. He never interferes with your life. You know why? Because he created you and he knows that you will always be blaming him if everything goes wrong. If your marriage is in a mess, it's not God's fault. If your life is in a mess, it's not God's fault. Are you with me? If you're taking drugs and alcohol, it's not God's fault. It is your fault. You make the choice. And let's just say you made the choice, you sleep in the bed you make. Amen? So don't go blaming God. And God is so good. And God is so true. And God is so holy that he will never allow himself to take responsibility for your problems. But he set a place and a path. Amen? Oh, this is good. This is a good Christmas message, church. If you understand God's integrity, and if you understand God's holiness, you will love him more and more and more, even more than what you love him today. God's integrity stands so powerfully. And so when God says, you are the only ones that have legal authority over the earth, if anyone wants to dwell on planet earth, ask to have a body. No spirit is legal on planet earth. You have the power to take any spirit that doesn't have a body. That's why the devil was so cunning. But he didn't say the devil was cunning. It says the snake, the serpent was so cunning. And so the devil knew that. In order for him to operate on planet Earth, he needed a body. So he approached the snake and made a deal with the snake. Negotiated. The snake gave him his body. Sounds like a movie already. And so the devil now has legal right to operate on planet Earth. Why? Because he's been given a body that was made from dirt by God. And so the snake, that's why God cursed the snake and allowed it and said, you're going to crawl on your belly the rest of your life. You know, the snakes used to have limbs. Check that out. Ask the scientists. They'll tell you that there's a part where the limbs grow, but it doesn't grow anymore because of the curse that God put upon the serpent. Amen? So the devil comes down and talks to Eve, talks to the woman. Are you following me? And so Satan goes to negotiate with the serpent, talks to the woman. The woman gets the fruit, eats the fruit, gives it to her husband, gives it to Adam. Adam eats the fruit. Sin came into the world. God cursed the serpent, kicked him out of the garden, and God spiritually left Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Because he said, this is the declaration God said. He said, I've given you everything. I've given you the garden. But he said, there is one tree that you are not to eat of, and that is the tree of good and evil. And he said, and he made a declaration. He says, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die. That was a declaration and a statement that God made that connected him. So he was connected to this statement that he made. So death came into the planet Earth. Sin came into planet Earth. Amen? Hallelujah. The message of Christmas is such a beautiful message. Did you want to hear the statement that God made? Did you want to hear the statement of Christmas? So God makes a promise. What is the promise? He says, Christmas is coming, Satan. Christmas is coming. Hallelujah. And the message of Christmas is here in Genesis 3:15. He says, and I will put an enmity between you and the women, and between your seed and his seed. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. That is Christmas right there. That is Christmas. God made that statement for Christmas. Hallelujah. And I'm paraphrasing here right now. He said, this is God says, God says, Lucifer, I cannot come down right now to deal with this problem that you created, because I am bound by my word that I have given man dominion, and I can't come down because I am a spirit. And unless I have a body, I can come down and deal with the problem. But now I can't. But he said, the same woman that you tricked into creating this problem, he says, the same woman will provide a way for me. Hallelujah. The same woman will provide a way for me to come down to earth legally. Legally. He says, this woman, you know, the doctors will tell you the blood of the mother and the blood of the baby never mixes together. The placenta just rests against the womb, but the blood never mix. You know, God says, just in case that you think you won, he says, I've already made a way for myself to come down and fix this problem. Hallelujah. He says, the same woman that you allowed to cause this problem, he said, she is going to provide a way for me to come down legally, to deal with this problem legally, to take the authority of you legally, to crush your head legally, to die on the cross legally, to fix up this problem once and for all legally, because he was bounded by his word when he said, man, have dominion over the earth, and he couldn't do it. But on the fullness of time, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, he himself came down. God himself came down for you. God himself came down to die on the cross for you. So don't walk around taking for granted the salvation and the price that was paid on the cross for you. You can come and eat here. You can come and be here under the grace of God. But there's a line that's going to be drawn that God's going to be judging. That I have paid the price. I have created a package for you. All you need to do is break open that package and see what the present or what the gift is inside. That is the gift that I have paid for Christmas Day. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 was the declaration of Christmas. Hallelujah. And I will put an enmity between you and the women. He says, you think you win? He said, the same woman will provide the way for me to come. Hallelujah. And God did everything legally, came down legally, fixed up the problem legally, died on the cross. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, hallelujah. You know, the amazing thing was that God didn't have authority over the earth because he gave it to man. But he said, I have authority in heaven. I haven't got it in earth yet. But he said, the day he died and the day he resurrected from death, he said, now, in Matthew chapter, he made another declaration, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. When he came down to sort out the problem, when he died on the cross, when he went in and grabbed the keys of the enemy, he took out every authority and gave it back to you and I. You and I now carry the authority that was rightfully ours. Hallelujah. We carry the keys. We carry the keys right now. Hallelujah. He says, I don't have it, but after I resurrected, I've got it. And he declared it again. God, when he declares something, it is law. Hallelujah. So God couldn't fix the problem in the garden, but he did it rightfully. Hallelujah. You know, his integrity made necessary for the virgin birth. It was God's integrity that made it necessary for the virgin birth. The greatest miracle and the greatest powerful, most amazing event that happened in the world, in the history of our world today, was not the resurrection. It wasn't the resurrection, because without the birth, there's no resurrection. It was the virgin birth of God himself. You know, because the enemy, because that was the only thing that was being attacked. They tried to kill every baby that they saw, that they think that it's around that same time that the Messiah was coming. And that was the time that the king was sending all the soldiers out to get rid of all the firstborn child. That was the most important event in planet, because God himself came down. Hallelujah. God himself came down. He says, I am going to come and fix this problem once and for all, because I'm going to do it legally. I couldn't do it in the garden because my word is power. My word is law. I cannot break my own word. God is not a liar. God cannot say something and go about and do something else. He says, let men be liars, but God is never a liar because he is holy. He is righteous. Integrity is in him. But he said, I can do it the right way. You think you win, devil? He said, I have prepared the woman to carry me. I will come down legally into this planet Earth. And I'm going to fix up this problem once and for all. Hallelujah. That is the message of Christmas, church. Hallelujah. You know, enmity is not enemy. It's not being, it's a very strong word. I checked the meaning of that, and it's irreconcilable hostility, meaning there will never be an agreement between the enemy or Lucifer or the or devil and the woman. Because God has created something inside the mother's womb to allow the blood to be separated from the mother. So when God came down, he came down pure. There was no sin in Mary. And so God came in sinless, clean, through the very womb that he created himself. He says, just in case. God is a just in case God. Hallelujah. You know, when he gave us our will. Praise the Lord. And then he said, just in case, I'll give you the Holy Spirit. Same thing. God says, just in case, I prepared myself. I prepared a way for me to come and get rid of this problem once and for all. Amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. What is the promise of Christmas? God said, this woman is going to be your nightmare. He told Lucifer, he says, this very woman is going to be your nightmare forever. Hallelujah. And that's why, and that's another message, you know, I'll stick to my message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, and God is telling this uneducated demon, this unemployed cherub. He says, you think you're smart. But you're not smart, you know. And church, listen, stop blaming the devil for everything, because he himself is saying, "I didn't." You know, death wasn't created by the enemy. Death was promised by God. God himself says, "You will surely die when you eat of this fruit." That was God's promise. And we're all blaming the enemy for everything. And he says, "Hey, I didn't say you're going to die. I got kicked out of heaven. That's death enough for me." He says, I'm going to get killed too. So why are you blaming me? Are you with me? Stop blaming the enemy for everything that you go through. It's your own choice. Hallelujah. And I say it again. It is your own choice. Because God doesn't take responsibility for your choices. But his word says he will guide you. You make man plans everything in the heart, God directs the path. Amen? Amen? So just in case you go and blame God for everything. The world is blaming God for everything. Everybody's blaming God for everything. God says, hey, I didn't start the problem. I gave you dominion. You messed up. I have to come back and fix it. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, good. Hallelujah. My friends, this is the reason why God became man. I know she didn't mean that. That is the reason why God became man, to fix up this problem that we have. And that is the reason for Christmas today. Kids, it's not about Santa Claus and all this other stuff. It's about the birth of God himself, baby Jesus. And the most powerful thing, hallelujah, that Isaiah saw it. And he says in Isaiah 53, verse 10, he says, your iniquity, he says, our iniquity, everything, every sin that you're thinking of, every sin that you've committed, every sin that you don't know that's going to happen yet, every other sin that in the world, he says, everything, your iniquities was put upon this one baby. One baby, one man took everything. Hallelujah. You realize how serious this is for your own lives. Those of you who have not given your life to Jesus Christ, today, the greatest thing that you can give to Jesus today is your life. You know why? Because he paid for it. He died for it. He himself had to come and fix the problem for you. You made God stuck in the body of Jesus forever. Because the Bible says he's sitting on the right hand side of the right hand side of the Father, interceding for us. There is no other spirit that is mediator between God and man. It's a man called Jesus Christ. And it's not a spirit. It's a man. God himself took on that body, died, and ascended to heaven, the first human in heaven, seated on the right hand side of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. So there is not a spirit that is interceding for you. It's not a spirit that is a mediator between you and God. It's Christ Jesus himself, the man with the body. Hallelujah. You caused him to be in that body forever. There's one thing that you and I will never understand what he went through. The other side of glory. Hallelujah. Number two, there's another thing that you and I will never understand what he felt on that cross when he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? You and I will never understand that until we get to glory. But there are two very important things that happened in Jesus' life. That he is now stuck in a body. Not stuck in a body. He's God. He was a spirit. But he had to come down and do everything to fix up the problem and the mess that we created. And now he's there, seated at the right hand side of the Father, interceding for you and I. Amen? Give God a big clap. You better clap and thank God for Christmas. Hallelujah. Christmas is a wonderful, blessed thing. It is the most important, amazing, powerful event that has ever happened in the lives of us in the human history. Hallelujah. Because with that birth came the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, that is the Christmas message. It's short and sharp and straight to the point. There's a story, there's a fall, there's a problem, and God himself came down and fixed it. And that is Christmas. Hallelujah.